Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle scores.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
1-on-1.
1-on-1.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just wanna make a song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambitious. Ambition. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks don't overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait.
Stop.
Stop. Now go crazy.
Hold up.
Hold up.
This episode is brought to you by the pop-up shop at Arden Mall, Chandler & Company, Bombay VIP, Rags Rolling Papers, Nikki's Dollar Jewelry and more, Sky Cloud Deliveries, It's My Hair Salon, and Fade 'Em Up Barbershop. If you're interested in being a sponsor, shoot us an email at olhent@gmail.com. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B.I.G. O'Meezy, Big O'Meezy, the great communicator on this Talk Back Tuesday, man. It's the official cupcake day of the year, man. You already know. February 14th, as we all know it, is Valentine's Day, man. And you know what I'm talking about? I know it's a whole bunch of young brothers out there that been stressed all day. You know what I'm saying? They grew up in on their helmet, on their back. You know what I'm saying? They want frequenting the people selling the teddy bears. You know what I'm saying? On the corner, they seize candy, getting the box of chocolates for the girl. You understand me? They making reservations for the BJs and the Red Lobsters of the world. You know, they got the good smell baskets. They got the, you know what I mean? Me and Berto was talking earlier. We was talking about how, you know what I'm saying, with social media, you know, and TikTok and all that, all the ladies out there, they want to be able to show what their men's got for them or their significant other, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just one of them days, you know, that you just got to respect your loved one, whoever you got. If you don't got somebody that got your back like a masseuse, like a car seat, you know what I mean, then you can find somebody out there. You just got to open yourself to the transmission of love, you know what I'm saying? That's what this day is all about. It's all about the transmission of love. And if you cupcaking, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into a whole bunch today. Today I got the homeboy Afro Man, the legend, you know what I'm talking about, the hungry hustler, the people's champ, the American dream. He's going to be coming on, you know what I'm saying, spitting some shit about his new project that he got out. We're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about the halftime performance with the homegirl, you know what I'm saying, Rihanna. I ain't going to speak on it right now. We're going to get off into it. But I want to make sure that all the people, my folks that's wherever they at, you at a restaurant, you got your earbud in, you want to make sure you listen to the show, and at the same time, you want to pay attention to your significant other. We're going to take this opportunity, I want to take this opportunity, and dedicate this song to my wife and other wives and girlfriends and you know, out there. Janetta, I love you. You're my back, my support system. I just want to make sure that I send this love out to everybody. And when we come back after these couple of songs, we're going to get off into the rest of the show. But for now, let's sit back and hold hands and get off into this Jodeci on the Real Spill Show.
This your player partner, Cujo Goody, 1-4 for the mighty Goody Mob. You know what I'm talking about? Dungeon Family, Outcast. And you on the Real Spill with my kinfolk, Big Old Measy. Meh, see? Meh.
What's up, motherfucker? This that nigga Daz Dillinger, and you're right here kicking it, doing it real big, as we do every motherfucking day. Yeah, nigga. The Dog Pound is in the motherfucking house, and this the Real Spill Show with my nigga Big Ol' Measy, with Daz Deezy, and the motherfucking Heezy. You bitch.
Touchdown. A throwing that way. Kelsey got it. Touchdown. Loading up. Taking a shot. He's got it. Touchdown. Nowhere to go. The ball is loose. Sitting on the turf. It's picked up by Bolton. He's going to score. Now Hurts. Jalen Hurts in for the touchdown. Pocket collapsing. Has the first down. Still on his feet. Mahomes down to the five. Pacheco right up. Got it in. Quick throw. Tony's got it. Tony walks in. Tony on the run. Tony still going, and he's down to the five. Blitz coming. Mahomes, man wide open. Touchdown, Chiefs. Going deep. Got a man. Devontae Smith. He's got it. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles. Looking for a block. We're tied at Super Bowl 57. Mahomes racing with the bad angle and all for the lead. Got it. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
Baby, the mission is
Salute to the Kansas City Chiefs. They won 38-35, man, against the Philadelphia Eagles. I must say, it was a hell of a game, man. It was some ups and downs. It was some backs and forths. When I seen Pat Mahomes get his ankle twisted, I thought it was over. I was doing a Super Bowl party I was hosting, and it was so many emotions in the room, but, you know, I digress. Let me bring in the homie Berto. Berto, man, where'd you watch the game, and what did you think about the game, family?
Now, to be honest with you, I just ended up watching it at home, and it was just an exciting game, a lot of back and forth to where you figured it was going to be the team that ended up with the last possession that was going to win the game. But the adjustments coach Andy Reid and the Chiefs made in the second half were impressive, to say the least. You know, that number 32, Nick Bolton from the Chiefs, was all over the place. Pat Mahomes seems to just make something out of nothing every time. And, man, just a outstanding game, you know. From that late penalty in the game that seemed to change the whole dynamic, what'd you think of that call?
If you hold, you hold. I think the hold before it was because he basically grabbed his arm and twisted him, and the ball was actually coming towards him. So it was like they were saying why wasn't he pissing the bitch when he grabbed him the first time, the second time. But I just feel like it's because Mahomes really wasn't – I mean, you know, he had his targets on somebody else. And, I mean, they saw it and they called it, and everybody who saw it, said that it was holding. It was just the fact that play pretty much set him up for, you know, they got him the first down, and it set him up to win the game. But at the end of the day, I mean, shit, he got the ball, ran to the one-yard line and sat down and, you know, and then they end up kicking a field goal. But, shit, you don't know what could happen. They could block it. I mean, anything could have happened. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was a gutsy call. It was a gutsy game. It was very exciting, man. Especially the fact that where I was at, you know, it was so much going on that, you know, I tried to do both, focus on doing what I was doing, hosting, and at the same time focus on the game. It was a whole lot going on. But overall, it was a great game to me. It was a great game. What did you think about the halftime performance?
You know, man, I didn't know how they were going to top last year's performance, and I don't know if it topped it in my eyes just based off the, you know, the performers. But, man, Rihanna's performance was out of this world. You know, she's had so many hits left and right. You know, I was telling one of my friends that, you know, it seems like you put Rihanna and or Drake up there and it's just hit after hit after hit to where good luck just being able to sit in your seat. I think it was like the second most watched halftime performance, third most watched Super Bowl of all time. So, man, it was iconic. You know, that's how I see it.
I think the last one in L.A., and the fact that they brought out 50 Cent and Kendrick and Mary J. Blige, I just feel like it was like so much going on that we get, you know, sometimes we get spoiled as fans. You know what I mean? GB, what'd you think?
It was amazing. I like the fact that by her, you know, I know everybody may have seen the baby bump. no doubt for her having that, man, and then just on that part where she was like in the sky type, I don't know what you would call it, but like up in the air on that stage, man, that was phenomenal. I have saw something like that, but never in that field, you know, that category of what she pulled off, and it was amazing.
And she had a whole bunch of dance, like, you know, you talk about the stimulus package. It was like 70. I can't remember. I don't even know how many dances it was. You know, you had her in the middle, all red. I think, you know, they said everything was symbolic, and you could break it down however you want to, but at the end of the day, she got a lot of hits. It was back to back to back. Yeah, you might have wanted to see Jay-Z come out. Yeah, you might have wanted to see, you know, I mean, any surprise guest. But I look at it like this: she ain't getting paid to do it. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, even with her being pregnant, it took a lot of work for her to get up there and do all that. She killed it. To me,
yes.
You know, like my homie Keith Lee would say, to me, it was an excellent performance. To me, and you know, some people gonna like it, some people want some other shit. But if you want it, then you piss a bitch about it. But this is what we got. You know what I'm saying? And I enjoyed it. I sat there and watched it. You know, while the Kansas City fans and the Philadelphia Eagle fans were sitting in the facility, just sitting there stressed out because half of the people in the facility had made bets and they had more shit going on than what I had going on. But overall, man, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs, man. What's up? What you had going on today, GB? Was you on cupcake mode today for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, yes, sir. Cupcake mode. Man, great dinner with my wife, man, and just enjoying the beautiful day, and man, just, you know, grateful, and you know, man, every day you don't have to go out, man, and spend a lot of money and doing all that. You know what I'm saying? I just love straight from the heart, from the gate. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's okay to, you know, do a little splurging if you like, but I dig on what you say earlier, man. We didn't graduate from all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Going out by.
I mean, we still got to pull out. We still got to pull out some surprises and shit like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like I said earlier, the youngsters. You know, when you're young and it's fresh, man, you gotta make sure you're courting, because you're courting. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta make sure that you're showing your lady that you really, you know, you're putting your best foot forward. And then hopefully maybe later on at the night, you know what I'm saying, you can seal the deal. That's what at the end of the day.
Man.
You know, you try
sir.
To seal the deal at the end. Yeah, man. So yeah. I got a lot of music to play today. Let me look at this list. I wanna get my homie Henny Holyfield in. Doja Click is coming up next. They got a brand new one that they sent me featuring the homie Baby Bass. I got the homie Position I got a song with him. Work Dirty sent me one. The homie Big Grip sent one up that I'm on, and my homie Rich Folks, man. So I got to make sure I get all that in today. I got the homie Afro Man coming up shortly. But first, we're going to get off into this Doja Click. You know what I'm saying? My fella, Ren the Heat Monster, you know what I'm saying? He sent this to me, and he always got my back, so I'm going to make sure I get his back, man. This is brand new music, fresh in the motherfucking flesh. It's the motherfucking Doja Click. Featuring Baby Bash, Keep It Doja on The Real Spill Show.
It's your boy, Ren the Heat Monster, and you're listening to The Real Spill Show, hosted by Big O' Maisie. Get a bar.
Is it Doja?
Oh yes, I smoke top shelf, not stress. Light that shit up, then what? Then hold it in your chest. I get high like the tallest building in Dubai. If you ain't bitching on this stack, goodbye. I blow big clouds, we call it big loud. Got your bitch to smoke her first big blunt, I was big proud. Should've seen her face when I pulled it out. Face lit up, then she put it in her mouth, no doubt. Many clouds of smoke, all that day I tow. My mom calls me a pothead till the day I crow. I'ma keep smoking weed as we proceed. And if you fresh out, then I got just what you need. Roll it up, light it up, exhale. I'ma smoke until I go blind and read braille. It's organic, so don't panic, man. Game over. You can smoke that other shit. I'ma keep it Doja.
If it's Doja.
Stop the roller, ate the runts, and fit it all in one Bila blunt.
If it's Doja.
What about that wedding cake? It'll leave a motherfucker half-baked.
If it's Doja.
Have you ever smoked some cheetah piss? Hit it hard one time, have you beaten on your chest?
If it's Doja.
I even fuck with Gary Payton. If you think you're smoking mine, keep on waiting.
Yeah. Off top, off the rip, let me take a hit. Hit the studio with Julio and make a hit. And when we shoot the video, we gon' make a grip. That's what you get when you fucking with the Doja Click. She said, pass it to me long time. I said, nah, bitch, it's all mine. I smoke it to the face, to the chin strap. I been blast, hit you like a pin flash. Just like Ike Turner. Got some weed from Burner. 17 packs of some OG Louis. Hindu funk with some Hong Kong fooey.
Is that a joint, man? I got that. It's like a Dr. Roller ate the runts and fit it all in one Bila blunt.
If it's soda,
what about that wedding cake? It'll leave a motherfucker half-baked.
If it's soda,
have you ever smoked some cheetah piss? Hit it hard one time, have you beaten on your chest?
If it's soda,
I even fuck with Gary Payton. If you think you're smoking mine, keep on waiting.
What's happening, y'all? This is E40 Belafonte Bellagiano Bellwether, and you're listening to my partner, Big Ol' Meezy. You understand me? Yeah, man. Yeah, on the Real Spill Show, man. Yeah, man.
Nigga, this sound crazy. Position. Big ol' Meezy.
I think I'm back in this bag, kid. When it comes to this hustling, I'm out here on my Randy Savage. Oh yeah, gotta put some elbow into this shit. Whole lot of leg work when you out here making that grip. I ain't got time to rest for no tools or fuels. I refuse to lose in this bitch. I go hard. Like some 12-inch woofers in your classic car. No gassing niggas up, I'm known to take it far. No rearview mirrors here to practice looking hard. I'm fully charged. Gotta watch all my investments. But at the same time, gotta watch them niggas trying to block my blessing. Just watch me press and keep it stepping.
I ain't testing, mama bless them. Smith and Wesson teaching lessons. Lip professing, keep them guessing. Chess and checkers like a reverend.
It's the shit that make you wanna make a green.
Back your paper to the ceiling.
Huh? Yeah, it's the shit.
It's the shit.
It's the shit that make you wanna hit a lead.
Fuck the haters, make a killing.
Oh, all about my paper, ho. Let me hit my nigga, Big Ol' Meezy up in Sacramento. Tap in one time, what's on your mail?
I'm thinking more money, more.
More money, more. Crack
it, bang and reload.
Bang and reload.
Watch me getting the mo.
Getting the mo.
Total control.
This is dedicated to my hustlers and my goons. Niggas been making moves since they came up out the womb. Fuck the slow lane, nigga, I've been living life on Zoom. Ain't no fucking squares around here, we shaped and chrome. Two niggas out the ghetto swerving the city to overseas. Went from triple beams to going places you never seen.
Position them Big Ol' Meezy, we the ones that wanna be. Not that shit that's on TV, real life is just quick to squeeze.
Yeah, this the shit,
this the shit.
This the shit that make you wanna make a green.
Back your paper to the ceiling.
Huh? Yeah, this the shit,
this the shit.
This the shit that make you wanna hit a lead.
From the haters, make a killing.
Oh, I'm on my boss, hoes, CEO, pimped out shit. With a pocket full of money and some more we can get.
This the shit,
this the shit.
This the shit that make you wanna make a green.
Back your paper to the ceiling.
Huh?
Oh.
How you doing today, sir?
Oh, you're my next appointment. Mr. Work Dirty.
Yeah, that's me.
Now, I see previous doctors have diagnosed you with PTSD. Were you in the military or...
Nah.
Any armed forces?
Nah. No military, bruh. The hood. Nah, I got one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Oh, I see.
I'm a rapper.
Well, come have a seat. Take a load off. Tell me what's on your mind.
Where should I start?
While them suckers was folding, I say tunnel vision. Arthritis in my hand from whipping in that kitchen. Fucking up them pots and pans, my baby mama tripping. On my grizzly stacking chicken, open up that business. Gotta get that LLC, or them DEAs. Gon' come see me, but now I'm bloody. How you get that car? How you get that crib? All them rollies and shit don't make no sense. I shipped them packs, I sent that bitch, I slid on them, I work for all these young boys out here boasting about stepping. That's cool, but ain't no steppers out here rich and they living. Fool, I caught them cases, I paid that bill, I paid that lawyer, I've been through hell. Phase I took in county jail, I held my ground. Nigga, Vallejo, I screamed it with pride. Even though this city swallowed my partners and hell of my loved ones and died. Puddles of tears on the ground, you can see pain in my eyes. This bitch body the truth, but her mouth full of lies. I know my mama proud of me, look like I hit the lottery. Now, it ain't a lot of me. Ran up a lot of fees. Slipping, they call Jack Black and they call three slipping. I can't leave my children, so I stay with it. I don't play with it, and I bust your head, fight the case with it. I stand on business and I stand on bitches. I iron it out if it's too much friction. These young boys don't never listen till they at they wake where they at. They don't need more money no more. They running up the scout. How many bodies you got? How many families you crushed? Man, this survival with a lid is my mind twisted from the trenches. Eight murders, one scene, it's Northern California different. Thug in peace, take off, and thug in peace, slim fall. Be aware of your surroundings, never know when it's your time to go. Brothers, bookie attached to me, like it was put there by surgery. Got PTSD from these streets, can't let these pussy niggas murder me. Got too much money to make, generational curses to break. I hire my gardeners for snakes, cause they want your green in their face. Niggas can't wait to catch you bleeding out on the ground, so they can put it on the gram. They want the click, they don't give a damn about your name.
I know my mama proud of me, look like I hit the lottery. Nah, it ain't a lot of me. Ran up a lot of fees. I know my mama proud of me, look like I hit the lottery. Nah, it ain't a lot of me. Ran up a lot of fees.
Yo, it's Deli Hash, and when I'm not ducking P.O. or chilling with a hoe, I'm in the mix with Big Ol' Meezy on The Real Spill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on? It's the hungry, hustling African-American wet dream, the successful failure, the acceptable reject. Yes, I get dissed, but it's with respect. The rock and roll gangster, OG, Amsterdam, Afro, money-making marijuana, smoking mother M.A.A., you know what I'm saying? Hey, yes! Yes, you're listening to Real Spill with my homeboy Big Ol' Meezy for Sheezy. And you know why you're here, because you got, and then you drunk some of that Coke 45 with two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need out.
And with no further ado, you know what I'm talking about? Make some motherfucking noise for my partner, man. You know what I'm talking about? Afro Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
I was going to say, I was going to be on your show, but then I got...
Man,
I've been on this motherfucking road for sure.
Damn, man.
What's up with your family?
Hey, man, everything. Could you be more specific, man? It's going down.
Man, you've been working like a Hebrew slave, man. I wanted to tell you during the pandemic, man. It was when I was watching you. You gave me faith that this shit was going to open back up, because every time I looked on your social media, you was doing, even though the world was shut down, Afro Man was still out there doing shows. How did in the
man,
hell
when
did,
all,
you, did you, how,
when
how
all
did
the
you
buildings
maneuver
in New
that,
York
bro?
City fall, man, all the buildings in New York City fall, Afro Man will be standing tall. This ain't no joke. This ain't no gimmick. We got to get paid in the middle of a police raid and a pandemic. Yeah, so yeah, man.
Speaking of that, man.
You know,
hey, man,
yeah, go ahead, sir.
No, I was saying, speaking of that. Wait, did you ever get sick during that time?
I did. I feel like I slept for a couple of days straight. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I was just sleepy. Like I was too sleepy to eat. But, you know, I don't know what that, you know, but I kind of rebuked it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I rebuked it and all that kind of stuff, man. You know, I was all on that, you know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I was
right.
Speaking. I was walking on the water, man. I was walking on my faith, man. You know what I'm saying? I didn't believe that, you know what I'm saying? You know,
when you rebuke some shit, that does help.
Dude, I don't think they should shut those churches down, because that's the one place that should have stayed open. Because, you know, you got faith. You know, y'all should, you know, Jesus heals. So So, you know, what y'all getting scared and shutting down the place where the Savior can heal, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I kept, you know, praying, believing, and walking on water. And you know, I kept getting shows, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, if they shut down the club, somebody will open up a farm, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
I stayed busy, you know, I wasn't trying to hear it. You know, and I balled during the pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen it, bro. It was, like I said, it was very motivational, man, and it gave me hope that, you know what I'm saying, that it was going to open back up and we was going to get back out there and get the flea flicking. So I just want to say, man, I'm proud of you that you kept it lit, bro, real talk. Another thing is I went on your social media and I seen them Popellians in your establishment in your house and your coffee table, man. I instantly hit you like, what's wrong with these devils, man? And they gonna come up here and go all through your closet and shit and go all through your fucking gate up and your dough and you try to take a nigga lemon pound cake and shit like that.
Oh man, you know what, dude?
Man, what's up with that?
You know what? I'm a player, so I look at everything like a come up. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about it, all of my success is based on my disasters. You know what I'm saying? Like because I got high in real life, it's not funny. You know, I made it funny. You know what I'm saying? And all that kind of shit, man. But, like, it's really not funny. I was having problems. You know, I was going to go to court. You know, I forgot that.
But then I got high.
You know what I'm saying? That they towed my car and I was going to get some pussy. You know, this is man. I was really having a back-to-back crisis. But I took all of those things and just laughed at them, had fun with them. And when you laugh, the world laughs with you. You cry by yourself, man. So all of those problems turned into my solution. You know what I'm saying? I made because I got high, and they cut me that $1.25 million check. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And all of that came from problems. So, you know, like, these cats come in here, they come in here kicking down my dough. But I know it's fucked up in the carnal realm. It's fucked up. But if you sit back and peep from a hustler's lens, you know, that's money kicking down the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got all them cats on my surveillance camera. You know, like, you know, when we do rap videos, we got to pay nice white boys to act like some punk cops and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I didn't have to hire nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they came and played their part for free.
Yeah, man. Man, in real life, man, they did it. They did such a good job. They deserve Oscars, man. They ran up down the driveway with real ARs. Hey, you know, like, when you've been in this game and you get rich, you know, you damn near run out of stuff to talk about if you don't watch it.
Right.
You know,
and they just,
you know,
all they did was put a battery in your back. Because you end up making a whole nother record and end up, you know what I'm saying, doing more shows. And they, you know what I mean? The only thing I was tripping on,
man,
is the fact that I know you got a tour coming up in Canada, and I know that they be watching shit and they can stop you from coming in there to get bread. So I was like, man, you know, that shit like that will fuck up your bread. But clearly it didn't, because you got a tour coming up in April in Canada.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, that, you know, them false speculations and all that haterism, and when a businessman realizes that he can get X amount of bread dealing with me, he ain't trying to hear your speculations. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what, man? He got his hand right over the top of that money, and he's looking at it over to the left trying to see what you're talking about. Man, he ain't trying to hear that, you know. They raided my house. But they didn't charge me with nothing. You know what was funny? Later on that night, I came home, stepped over the door, went upstairs, and went to bed. Ain't that something?
And you got a, and ain't just no record. You got a compound. We was talking about putting a gun range on that motherfucker. It's a good thing you're hitting, because Or did you?
Yeah, man. Man, you know, we can bust in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be official. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we can let off. I think I got a couple of posts where I was busting. That's probably why they came hella deep like that. You know, they see me busting with my AR on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
But they didn't find nothing, and they pretty much did all that for nothing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, come on, man, you know, man, from this and that, you know. So, yeah, they came up in here, man, and like I said, before they came, I didn't have no materials. I didn't have nothing. And when they came in, when they kicked down the door, I was running down the hallway with a tablet. They were chasing me. I was writing all kind of songs. You know? I had all kind of albums. Like, damn, I'm back, man.
Hey,
and the next day,
I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that Afro Man. I'm waiting for that Afro Man pound cake. What kind of cake was that? It was lemon cake, right?
Lemon pound cake, man. It's coming, man.
Oh,
I'm waiting for that.
I'm waiting for that it's Afro coming. Man lemon pound cake, bro.
That Afro Man lemon pound cake, man. I'm gonna take a snapshot of when he looked down at the pound cake with the pistol, and I'm gonna freeze frame it right there. I'm gonna have my logo. It's gonna say Afro Man. It's gonna show that cop by that lemon pound cake. Then I'm gonna say lemon pound cake, baby. Everybody gotta have
hell
it.
Hella tight.
Nobody
now,
doesn't
now,
like
you. Do you got a documentary out?
Yeah, Vice. Man, everything started cracking after that raid, man. Man, everybody started calling. Vice called. You know, I got me an interview with them. And, you know, we started talking about Because I Got High and this and that and all kind of stuff.
I was on TikTok and I seen T-Pain and this lady talking about you. Did you happen to see that?
Yeah, there was like a lot of people call Afro Man a one hit wonder. See, they Afro Man, you are a two hit wonder. I said, that's right, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? Hold on, you know what? I got it right here. Hold on, let me play it real quick.
Did you watch the Afro Man documentary?
Mm-hmm.
He said he had one hit.
I mean, that's what people tell him.
First of all, he had tits. Cole 45 was way
Cole
better
45.
Than Because
yeah.
I Got High.
Cole 45 was solid.
I just had to clear that up. Afro Man, you had tits.
There it is. Consistency.
And you gave the people what they needed.
He did.
Because I needed Cole 45.
Absolutely.
To zigzag.
I'm glad Afro Man's okay.
T-Pain said, I'm glad Afro Man's okay. I'm pretty sure he was talking about when your shit got raided by them popo.
Yeah, man. They, man, that was a blessing in disguise, man. You know, looking through spiritual eyes, that was a blessing in disguise. You know, in the carnal realm, you know, of course that shit pissed me the hell off. You know what I'm saying?
Man, like a motherfucker. Hell yeah, I believe it.
My first reaction, you know, I'm mad as hell, you know, like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? You know, motherfucker just don't respect you, come all in your house and kick your shit all in, you know. And then when you really realize you can't do nothing about it, you really can't. When you
right.
really realize, that's the part that really gets you, like, these motherfuckers can tear my door off the hinge. They can go all through my clothes and tear my place up, disconnect my cameras, and I ain't got no action back on them. You know what I'm saying? That shit makes you mad as hell. Yeah.
And they're not gonna pay you. They not gonna pay to fix your shit. They ain't gonna do none of that. You just gotta figure out how to put your life together. You gotta put it together.
Yeah. You gotta make up for what they did, and then, you know. I really don't like that, you know what I'm saying? And it made me really mad when I couldn't do nothing about it. But what I did, what I could do is I start clowning about it, you know, making, you know, jokes and start putting cats, start nicknaming cats, taking snapshots of cats up close, you know what I'm saying? One cat looked like King Kong, buddy. Yeah, well, other cats look like Private Powell. I'm clowning, and I'm giving them, and the names are sticking like they like Donald Trump nicknames: Nervous Nancy and Shifty.
you was in rare form. You was definitely in rare form. I know they had to be seen. They had to be going crazy.
Man, do you know around here those nicknames are stuck? Like they really call that lady Lick 'em Low Lisa now.
Wow,
Lick 'em Low Lisa. Officer Poundcake is a star. You know what I'm saying?
That got to be his TikTok name.
Oh, yeah, he a star. You know, whether he like it or not, he a star. You know what I'm saying? He is Officer Poundcake. That's how, you know, we named the album after him. Yeah. Hmm. He's coming
so
up.
I was on
yeah,
a, so. I had a show back in the day. Me and 40 had a show back in the days in Reno. I think Lil Jon and Yin Yang Twins was on stage, and they had their champagne or whatever, and they was spreading all kind of fluids and liquids on the stage and shit. So I'm up there with my microphone and my drink in my hand and shit like that, and we getting ready to do our thing, and I hit this wet puddle, and I did a backflip on a back tuck roll on that motherfucker and popped back up so fast. The only person who really saw me, it probably was hella people. But hit a slim, La Rude Heart hit it. He saw me, and he said, I seen you got your big ass right back up. So I say that to say I saw your little spill, and I seen you. It was a spill, but it happens to the best of us, right? And you popped back up, and you was official. Did you hurt yourself at all?
Nah. You know what I'm saying? I checked, gang, when I was laying on the ground, you know. You know, I wasn't. You know, I didn't wake up that day to fall off that stage. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, I laid on the ground for about 2-3 seconds. I opened my eyes. I didn't feel nothing. I said, I'm gonna finish the damn show, cuz. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I checked game though. I laid there. You know, like I'm good. I didn't feel. Hey man, I'm gonna tell you something, man. If you ever got to get jumped on by 4 or 5 people, or you going to do something, man, drink a whole bunch of Colt 45. You won't feel shit, homie. You know what I'm saying?
It's a trip because the shit you sent me, the beer you sent me, the Colt 45, man, I didn't even save a can. I'm so mad at myself for not even at least saying I drunk all of them motherfuckers and didn't even save one for the novelty of it. I saw that. If you got some and you... Cause I know you're coming this way, so I don't know if you still got some, but I need at least one can to put on display in my office, man. I'm mad I didn't keep at least one. You bringing those back up, or what's up with those?
Yeah, man, I got you, homie. You know what I'm saying? I ship you some. I get you some. You know, I get some to you. You know what I'm saying? I'll bring some out there to you.
The ones you sent, I took them motherfuckers to the nose. I didn't give a damn.
Man.
You got project out called Famous Player. It's an EP. It came out February 1st. You got 5 tracks on there. What's up with that?
You know what I'm saying? I had some cats, you know, they had some tracks, and they like my lyrics. They came with their bread, and they wanted me to write, you know, so it's like I got two processes of writing. One process I got is, like, when I know what I want to say, I can write with no music. You know what I'm saying? Like when I wrote Palmdale, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't need no music for that because that was basically my life story in a rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Like when I know what I want to say, I don't need no music. But then when I don't know what I want to write about, when I don't know what I want to write about, and you know, you from the Sick Witty camp, I did this at one point, but then I stopped and I forgot about it. But 40, he reminded me, and Be Legit too, they like to listen to the beat first. You know what I'm saying? They listen to the beat first. Then they write a rhyme. You know what I'm saying? So they don't know what they're going to talk about when they go to the studio. They play the track. You know, then they break out the tablet. So, like, I call that rubbing the hip-hop crystal ball. You know what I'm saying? So these cats came with these tracks. And I started playing them, and I was rubbing the hip-hop crystal ball. And so that means the track dictated to me what to rap about on it. You know what I'm saying?
Do what the beat say. Yeah, do what the beat say.
Yeah, Yeah. So this album is fly. I'm on this album. I'm talking about progressing. I'm talking about rags to riches. I'm pushing the line on progress. You know what I'm saying? So this album should be refreshing, like a fresh made chef salad. You know what I'm saying? With a boiled egg and cheese. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna make sure we get a couple of those. At least that famous player, we gotta get that in rotation on. Well, I mean, since it's my show, I can get it in rotation. So I'm definitely gonna make sure I push that joint. I wanted to ask you for all my weed smokers out there, what's Afro Man's favorite strain? Like, what's your go to smoke that you go to on a daily?
Well, okay, well, you know, I like my two strains of Fro G Kush and Palmdale Perp. You know what I'm saying? Outside of me, you know, just on some like rest of the world type stuff. You know, I've been getting a lot of good stuff here lately, you know, from cats, you know what I'm saying? Let's see here, man. I still be hitting them old school strains, like, you know, White Widow.
Oh, White Widow.
Yeah, I like White Widow. That's that because I got high weed.
You know, 40 wrote the Hall of Game on White Widow.
Hall of Game. Yeah, man. Hey, man, I underestimated his smoking, man. He was turning me out, man. He was rolling up so many joints, man. I was like, is he back again? Yeah, he was like, I remember after I left his house, like, we started saying boss up. He was killing me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't used to drinking wine, so the wine was throwing a curve on me. And then he was coming with joints, like, he's like, you like boss up, he's like Afro Man, he's like boss up, he's like, Afro Man, boss up. Another, man. He was twisting up in there. Yeah, man.
So let's get I got a homie that one of your fans called in and said he had a question. Let me bring him on. You got a question for Afro Man?
Yeah, I do. My name is Jaden. I'm from Tulsa. I want to real quick thank Big Ol' Meezy. I think I made a bag of the drugs to you earlier, so thank you for that. Afro Man, I remember you played in Tulsa a while back in the back of the pickup truck. I just wanted to mention that was a really fun night, and thank you for facilitating that evening. My question is, what do you think about the submissions for the I Made It open verse contest, and when should we expect an announcement? Also, thank you for giving us a shot at that.
Yeah, brother. I heard of, man, everything I've been hearing has been fired, like, surprisingly. Motherfuckers been getting one mother. I forgot where I heard one cat. That motherfucker made me wonder. I was embarrassed of my verse like that. I'm like, you little motherfucker. That motherfucker was going ham. You know what I'm saying? So I think what I want to do is, hopefully we don't got millions, I think I want to sit with my crew and pull up all the emails and just listen to all them cats. And really, you know, like stop being friends with cats. Like, if you can't rap, you know, no offense, but fuck you right now. like motherfucker, like, you the homie, you know, you, I love you, but right now I'm going for the, because I think about, like, when rappers used to put other rappers on, like, you actually had to rap, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, I was thinking about how Ice Cube got his money when he signed Mac 10, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
Ice Cube used his ear. And Mac 10 could really rap. It wasn't no, this my cousin, oh, he from the set, oh, he this, he that. No, cuz got to really rap. You know what I'm saying? And that dude, Mac 10, could really rap. So it's like, I think I want to sit there and listen to the cat I think can really rap, the cat that make me trip on every line he say. he say something that I remember that I can't stop repeating. Like, that motherfucker can rap, man, you know? And then I think I want to pick that cat, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm be true to hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? No politics. Like, this is a rap contest, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really give it to the dopest bird. Now, I got some cats that's supposed to be judging it and all that kind of stuff. Ooh. I got some cats that's supposed to be judging it and everything, but I think I'm going to involve myself just to make sure, you know, it ain't no politics or no goofiness going on. Like, we chose a dope-ass rapper. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Birdo, you got a question for Afro Man?
Yeah, Afro Man, man, appreciate you being on with us, of course, more than anything. A lot of guys don't even know that you are a Cali guy. But, you know, I was hearing some rumblings about it's possible we could have you for that 2024 presidential run. What you thinking about that?
Yeah, man. I'm going to go hard, man. I'm going to go hard. My main platform is making medical cannabis legal in all 50 states. You know what I'm saying? I want to get everybody that's been arrested for anything related to cannabis. I basically want to get them released from prison. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want all criminal charges for cannabis-related crimes dropped. And yeah. I'm going to go hard. I'm going to do real police reform. You know what I'm saying? You know, no cam, no camera, no paycheck, no job. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
The police officers, people don't know this, police officers are here to serve the community. They're not here to bully the community. And the wrong people get into the department, and people don't know the chain of command. They don't know how to push the right buttons, and these things happen. But the police are for the people, by the people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to tell people, don't fuck the police. Join the police. You know, dictate to the police, you know what they need to be doing to protect and serve you. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I'm going for it, brother. I'm going for it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get reparations for slavery. I want all jobs. If you have a company in America, then I need you to have American employees. You know what I'm saying? All the good things. I'm gonna try to do. But I'm gonna go hard for it. Like, all these people standing on the side of the road. I need work. I'm like, come with me. There's a hotel that needs an operator, and you speak English. You know what I'm saying? Like, you come with me, and I got a job for you. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of good
GB,
ideas.
GB, you got a question for Afro Man?
Yeah, GB, Afro Man. I want to know: are you gonna do TV, film, or movies, things like that?
Yeah, man, I'm going to do some film, you know what I'm saying? I might just do stand-up comedy. If I play a role, you know, I want to play, you know, I got to be a player, a rapper, a pimp, or a wino, you know what I'm saying? One of them. I can't be, you know, I ain't playing no nerds, you know what I'm saying? I ain't putting no dress on for sure. No, none of that, man. You know what I'm saying? None of that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing no whack-ass roles. But I'm going to do me, and I'm going to do it good, brother. And I'm looking into the comedy because I like laughing, and I like other people laughing. So I like bringing joy. You know what I'm saying? So to answer your question, yes, sir, I'm looking into that. But my first love is rapping. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I'm going to have to squeeze that other stuff in because I ain't going to stop rapping for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because
Plus, you stay wiggling. You stay getting booked. You know what I'm saying? You stay – your grind is universal because, you know what I'm saying, I see all you doing is signing body parts and shit like that. And you know what I mean? And just your music resonates with all race, creeds, and colors. You know what I'm saying? So I respect the platform. I respect the grit and the grind. And you know what I'm saying? I truly appreciate you coming on the show. As everybody can see, we're in overtime, you know what I'm saying, because I have the power to extend my show when I want to, because that's what the type of shit I do when I get up under the gun. So I want to make sure that I got the folks that wanted to come on and ask Afro Man some questions that we got that in. What's next besides the tour coming up and the presidential run and the lemon pound cake and the Fro 45 and this, that, and the third? You know, what else you want to say to your fan base, you know what I'm saying, that you got coming up?
Man, more movies, more talk shows. I want y'all to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to OG Afro Man. I got 600, and last time I looked, I had 666,000 listeners. I don't like them three sixes. I need some more. I need somebody to go subscribe. Give me 667,000. You know what I'm saying? So I got over 500,000 subscribers. I want to do like some shows, like some, you know, like maybe like some GGN, like Snoop D used to do. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
You know, just dropping on there to all my subscribers, because, you know, I'm from the 80s, man. I'm trying to figure out this new stuff. But I think when you drop a video, all your subscribers get a notification, right?
Right.
Yeah, man. So, you know, like, I'm going to start putting, you know, out some movies, some videos, and, of course, more music. More music. I'm going to do music till I'm gone.
Well, we're going to stay following you, man. I check on you every day, damn near, pretty much. You know, that's what social media is, you know, got us doing. We're able to check on our folks, you know what I'm saying, whenever we find that. You know, ain't no sense when people be like, man, oh, what you been up to? Nigga, that mean you ain't fucking with me, because I got TikTok, Facebook. You know, it's too many things out there for you to see what a nigga up to, for you to be asked me talking about what I been up to and what I and all that type of shit. That shit sounds crazy to me. You smell me? But, you know, for real though, right? You know, but yeah, man, I'm mad at them. Before I let you go, I just want to say, man, I'm mad at them cats went up in your spot, man, into your sanctuary where all you want to do is go on your little balcony and, you know what I'm saying, cook some barbecue for the kids and shit and just ride around with your old schools and shit like that. For them to do that, man, that was disrespectful. I was mad about that, bro, in real life. You feel me? So, you know, When I brought my show back, I wanted to make sure that we talked about that, so we, you know what I'm saying, so we put that on display. You smell me?
Yes, sir, man. I guess this, you know, if they would have treated me right, I wouldn't have had no money, you know. So, ain't that a dog? Ain't that a dog? I feel like Rodney King on a commercial holding my eye like, Larry Parker got me $5 million. Hey, man. It ain't no money. You know, when everything's okay, then nobody don't want to pay you. You know what I'm saying? When it ain't stuff wrong, that's when they come up with that paycheck, man. You know, I'm gonna make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? You give me lemons, I'm gonna make lemon pound cake. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Man. I need that too. I need the pound cake and my Fro 45.
Hey, man, if they give me some shit, I'm going to put it in the garden, make some good fertilizer, big ripe-ass tomatoes. You know what I'm saying? All things work together for the good, for them to love the Lord. So, you know, man, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, kicking down my door, tearing up my gate. If God be for me, who can be against me? You know what I'm saying? We gotta put all this stuff in motion, and then it works for us. You know what I'm saying? And that's a blessing in disguise. I know it sounds crazy me saying that, but I'm looking at the money. I'm looking at how I'm back. You know, I'm all on Blast TV. I'm all on Vice. You know, like they microwaved me. You know what I'm saying?
Put me back right.
I was doing okay. I was hanging, but I'm doing it to him now. You know what I'm saying?
Say that. Yeah. Say that. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, family. You always hold me down. on the way out, on the way out of your interview, since this was Homegirl's favorite song, I want to make sure we play this. Since we're in overtime, I'm still gonna have time to play a couple more songs for the folks. And also, I want to thank my homie DJ Johnny Bank for sending me those Jodeci records, man, because you know it's cupcake season tonight. It's the cupcake Olympics for everybody out there, and you got to do it. So before that, we're gonna play this Afro Man, this Coat 40 motherfucking 5, and thank Mr. Afro Man for coming through, man, to the Real Spill Show, family.
Wait a minute, man. Hey, check it out, man. Tell it. It was this blind man, right? He was feeling his way down the street with this stick, right?
Yeah.
Hey. He walked past this fish market, you know what I'm saying?
Fish market.
He stopped, he took a deep breath, he said, "Woo! Good morning." You like that shit, man?
I'm pretty good.
Hey, man, I got a gang of that shit, man. Tell you what,
man.
My man on the guitar, hey, fool on the drum.
Right.
Hey, everybody just crowd around the mic. I tell you all these motherfucking jokes
I got, man.
But first, I'm going to start off like this. Hey, help me sing it, homeboy. Come on.
Then code 45 and 2 zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park, tap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bone like Cheech and Chong and sell takes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through Palm Hill, skating on dragon rims. So roll, roll the 83. Cadillac Coupe to build. If I take some of CDs just don't sell, I bet my cabbie will.
Well, it was just sundown in a small white town. They called it Eastside Palmdale.
Well,
when the Afro Man walked through the white land, houses went up for sale.
Hey.
Well, I was standing on the corner selling rap CDs when I met a little girl named Jan.
Jan.
I let her ride in my caddy because I didn't know her daddy was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. We fucked on the bed, fucked on the floor.
Woo.
Fucked so long, I grew a fucking Afro. Then I fucked to the left. Fucked to the right.
Right.
She sucked my dick till the shit turned white. I thought to myself, Sheba Sheba, got my ass looking like a zebra. I put on my clothes and I was on my way until her daddy pulled up in a Chevrolet. So I ran, I jumped out the back window, but her daddy, he was waiting with a 2x4. Oh, he beat me to the left, he beat me to the right. The motherfucker whooped my ass all night.
Damn.
But I ain't mad at her prejudice, dad. That's the best damn pussy I ever had. I got a bag of weed and a bottle of wine. I'ma fuck that bitch just one more time.
Go 45 and 2 zigzags, baby, that's all we need.
Come on.
We can go to the park, tap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. And as the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bong like Cheech and Chong and sell tapes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through Palm Bells, skating on Dayton rims.
Come on.
So roll, roll the 83. Cadillac Coupe to build. Imitate some of CDs just don't sell. I bet my cabbie will.
I met this lady in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
She had green hair, but damn, she looked good. I took her to my house because she was fine, but she whooped out a dick that was bigger than mine. I met this lady from Japan. Never made love with an African. I fucked her once.
What?
I fucked her twice.
Twice.
I ate that pussy like shrimp fried rice. Don't be amazed.
Hey.
The stories I tell you.
Tell
I met a woman in the heart of Australia. Had a big butt and big titties too. So I hopped in her ass like a kangaroo. See, I met this woman from Hawaii. Stuck it in her ass and she said, aye. Lips was breakfast. Pussy was lunch. Then her titties busted open with Hawaiian punch. Met Colonel Sanders' wife in the state of Kentucky. She said, I fry some chicken if you just fuck me.
I
came in her mouth. It was a crisis. I gave her my secret blend of herbs and spices.
Coke 45 and 2 zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the ball, tap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. And as a marijuana bird, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong.
Hey, wait a minute, man. Check this out. I met Dolly Parton in Tennessee. Her titties were filled with Hennessy. That country music really drove me crazy. But I rode that ass and said, yes, Miss Daisy. Met this lady in Oklahoma. Put that pussy in a coma. Met this lady in Michigan. I can't wait till I fuck that again. Met a real black girl down in South Carolina. Fucked her till she turned to a white albino. Fucked this hooker in Iowa. I fucked her on credit, what? So I owe her. Fucked this girl down in Georgia. Came in her mouth, man, I thought I told you. Met this beautiful, sexy hoe. She just ran across the border of Mexico. Fine young thing, said her name's Maria. I wrapped her up just like a hot tortilla. I want to get married, but I can't afford it. I know I'ma cry when she get deported.
Go 45 and 2 zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park at the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. And as a marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bone like Cheech and Chong.
Hey, wait a minute, man. Hey, pay attention, huh? Have you ever went over a girl sauce to fuck, but the pussy just ain't no good?
Hey, what?
I mean, you're getting upset because you can't get her wet. Plus, you in the wrong neighborhood. So you try to play it off and eat the pussy, but it take her so long to come.
Hey, what?
Then a dude walk in, that's her big boyfriend, and he asks you where you from.
Where you from,
so
huh?
You wipe your mouth and you try to explain. You start talking real fast, but he already mad because you're fucking his woman. So he start beating on your ass.
Yo, what's good with it? It's the almighty EA Ski on the Real Spill Show with the homie, the big ol' Meezy.
Man, I want to give a shout out to Afro Man for coming through, man. You know what I'm saying? Always good to talk to the homie. I also want to bring up our new sponsor. We got a new sponsor, J-Spot, the J-Spot. That's out in the North area. They're a new sponsor on the show. Let me make sure I give y'all the proper information. The J Spot, they actually got a sandwich there, Berto and GB. They also got a sandwich there called the Big Ol' Meezy Tuna Melt. The Big Ol' Meezy Tuna Melt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Big Ol' Meezy. The address is 30.
That sounds like a mouthful.
Yeah, the address is 3173 Marysville Boulevard. Inside New Arcade Market, 3173 Marysville Boulevard, the J Spot Kitchen, and they accept EBT. You know, so I think they open Monday through Friday or Saturday, something like that. They also do car shows in the parking lot, and I'm supposed to be hosting the next one. So I'll be making sure I post a flyer so y'all can pull up and get the Big Ol' Meezy Tuna Melt. You smell me. You dig? What y'all think about the Afro Man interview?
Oh,
man, you know,
man, phenomenal.
Go ahead, GB.
Man, that brother was funny. And, you know, just, you know, being real about the situation, what happened with him and all that stuff. Because, you know, we all go through, not all of us, but a lot of us go through that type of stuff, man, in many different ways. And just for him to be authentic and it just, talk about that, man, and thing that he said that stuck out to me is that how you could turn a situation like that, man, hey, it get cashed out. I know it's not all about the money, but he turned that situation around and made it positive. So that stuck out to me, and he was phenomenal. I love his music. You know, a couple joints I just heard, and it sounds like he's a great, great brother, so I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
you know, like right there.
Go ahead, Berto.
Go ahead. Right there to follow up on GB, like you said, just authentic, you know, and considering that the trials and tribulations of life all of a sudden became a blessing, like you said, something to where if he would have been doing good, probably would have been broke, right? So unfortunately, he took the bad and he was able to turn it into something good. And who would have thought going on 20 plus years, the, you know, because I got high, it pretty much became the anthem of marijuana, and we're in a world now where it's, you know, legal in certain states, and he's talking about his presidency and making a run about making it legal in all 50 states and really decriminalizing these convictions that were done on people who pretty much had their lives taken away from them because of marijuana, and now it's, you know, legal and acceptable. So, you know, great, great things to fight
so
for.
Freedom, all right, so I got a song with the homie named Big Grip. We're actually working on a couple of dates coming up. We got this song called Shit, H-H-Y-T-T, S-H-Y-T-T, and we're going to play it. We're going to play it right now. It's coming. Hold on. Let me give you the real information because, like I tell my wife all the time, thinking isn't knowing. So let me look at, hey, real tough. So let me find out when this record come out. Let me see. Well, we're going to rekindle it. We're going to rekindle it. I'm going to let y'all know the exact release date. But this is the debut world premiere right here, right now. Big Grip featuring Big Ol' Meezy. It's Shit, Shit, Shit. And it's the Real Spill Show.
Come on.
Yeah. You know there's going to be some things in your life that change your whole demonstration. But whatever you do, 100 with yourself and with your team, you dig? One.
How they put my sweaty tears in this shit? Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. Can't get tricked off the street on the bricks. Be on me and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit. I ride alone, yeah, on my hustle. You keep them next to my,
that's
in
right,
case niggas wanna touch. I'm a bust for to get a chance to blast first. I'm a cutthroat. Guess you ain't learned from the last verse. Miracle assassins, I always put in work. Niggas always asking how I get it out the dirt. I do this with a passion, and I know my work. The streets was a passage, I turned it to my purpose. Sometimes I feel blessed, other times I feel cursed. Just seen too many of my niggas carried in a hearse. And if I had the power, then time would be reversed. And we'd be back on the block with this time, make the money work. But that is just a dream, and to me, that's what hurts. So I'ma pour some liquor out for my niggas in the earth. This is shit we all deal with since the day of birth. Names tatted on the flesh, faces sprayed on my shirt.
I miss it.
How they put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. Can't get tricked off the street on the bricks. Be on me and do your own shit. Back against the
big
wall,
old man,
but I'm dealing with the
sick
shit.
With it,
pain and anguish, man, it's off the chain. I'm going through some things that I could barely explain. But on the surface, it's all roses and sunny days. I'm feeling every emotion, about to go insane. 5150 is litty, shitty, and sorrow this way. And all they say is it's gonna be alright and you'll be okay. Fuck what they talking about, I wanna scream and shout. Like, do you understand the words that's coming out my mouth? It can make you get heartless, even damper your soul. So much negativity is really taking its toll. Gotta pick myself off the ground, refocus, gather my strength. G-O-D is in charge, struggle can teach you some shit. Obstacles and hurdles, what a bumpy road. Stay focused on the task and watch the blessing unfold. Me and Big Grip gon' keep it going for a better way. Get up and go get it, each and every day.
How they put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be on me and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit. How they put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be on me and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit.
Yeah, you know, stuff humbles you sometimes. Shit do too. Whatever you do, keep it 100. Keep it true. You know.
Man.
with your life like, baby, so nice, nice. So cold, I'm like ice, ice. With your price like, baby, so right, right. So fresh, so clean, I'm tight, tight. Take a trip overseas, that's a flight, flight. I've been getting money, throwing dice, dice. Yeah, I keep it stupid lit like a nightlight. So froze, baby got frostbite. Colder than some iced tea, bitch I might be. Still pushing off a little bit of ice cream. Don't slip, ain't like no ice rink. Do it myself, act like I'm Spike Lee. Shorty wanna hold hands, slow dance, romance. Told a bitch no chance. I'm colder than a snowman. I'm to the bank with some more bands. Hotter than stain, colder than a freezer. What you need, I can get it cheaper. Click on my feet, probably my Adidas. Hit it to the fence like I'm Derek Jeter. Gotta slow my roll, but it's hard cause I can't. Hit 120, I'm smashing this thing. I've been getting money, I be looking like a bank. Ice in my cup, passing my drink. I'm trying to get Neptune, put me in the room, I step to a neck froze. Eat green, pesto, took 100K to the bank, leave the rest home, fair ride. I break the heezy, play hard to get, but I'll make this easy. Heard you got bills and you need to see me. Funniest thing I ever heard was a bitch don't need me. I'm different, can't fuck with gringo. Ain't talk cash, you can't talk my lingo. Got it off a boat and it cost a C note. The work gon' flow, SD to Chico, I'm drifting. On the road getting distance, turn all the cake into bread like a muffin. Bustin', I don't need introduction. I walk in the function with no chain tucked and flashing. I don't need to show that. Bring all your friends, make a Kodak summon. And my middle name Danger, I'm riding through the city with a top down swinging, smoking. Till the top bust open, really make Shaq look like it's East Oakland. Listen, you can tell I ain't missing. Water on my neck, you can see the shit glisten.
That's the homie 95 mil, man. That's that ice, that ice. You know, you revamped that ice, baby, that vanilla ice. You feel me? So that's going to be coming out on his new project. So y'all make sure y'all check for that. Next week, I'm going to play that Light the Beam. That's the King's Anthem. They've been playing that on 102.5 here in Sacramento. If I didn't get into your record today, I will definitely get into your record next week. Stay tuned for who my next guest is going to be. We're going to always try to elevate and do it even bigger than before. So stay tuned on that. Anything else y'all want to add, Bird OGB, before we bounce up out of here?
Yeah, man. Big O, I just wanted to, I know you were playing Jodeci earlier. I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to JoJo for him as, you know, speedy recovery at a stroke. And, like, I think over the weekend, but they had, I think they were doing a tour and it was on stage kind of helping my buddy and his health. Just pray for everybody and their health and their bodies right now, man. That's what I wanted to touch on. So speedy recovery to JoJo.
Absolutely.
Okay, we on that. We on that. All right, well, shit, man. Great show, man. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. We promise to do better next time. On the way out, we're going to play this record right here, one of my biggest records, and we still moving, man. It's level 2022. If I didn't play your record, I'm playing it next week. Stay tuned for who's going to be the next guest, man. It's the Real Spill Show, and we out.
Hey.
Hella times around the block, the most incredible things. Couple decades in the game, big O, he be where it's at. Went from silent to vocal, started out in the back. But then he blossomed like a bud, sprouted and grew on his pot. Spread my wings like a sparrow, you think it's close but it's not. Let's keep it gully, buddy, I ain't talking fortune and fame. But you can bet your bottom dollar they'll remember my name. I see you moving, that's good, out there pursuing your dreams. So many levels in the same, make sure you got the right team. With every chapter that's written, listen and learn from a G. Some of the best that ever did it, been through it just like me.
You've done a lot of good things, but you ain't on my level, level, level. Get on my level, level, level. You've done a lot of good things, but you ain't on my level, level, level. Get on my level, get on my level.
Are you solid, not solid? Do you stand on your word? When you speak, are you prolific? Far from being absurd. You can peep my resume, see if I check all the boxes. I don't be where I'm not welcome, hang around with the toxic. Fake, phony, baloney, tell me I'm wrong, where's the lie? You can't tell me no dreams, feed me no pie in the sky. I'm who the people can trust, and I will say I'm the best. I walk around like Superman, I got no S on my chest. But I'm gon' stay being vocal, the focal point where I'm needed. Humble and hungry, achieving that unpolite and conceited. Yeah, I come with some drippy, sticky, and blow with the best. But don't compare me with no lame, or lump me in with the rest.
You've done a lot of good things, but you ain't on my level, level, level. Get on my level, level, level. You've done a lot of good things, but you ain't on my level, level, level. Get on my level, get on my level.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
Can I get a witness?
Yo, can I get a witness?
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
You've done a lot of good things, but you ain't on my level.